Magic Breakfast with Brooke.
This week is National Volunteers Week, Riverland, and it's very important that we support these volunteers. And I thought, who better to hear all about volunteering from than a volunteer themselves? And I have Simone from Pringer on the line. Hello, Simone.
Good morning, Brooke. How are you going?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, give us a bit of a rundown about what you do in the community to volunteer.
Well, basically, I got involved after the birth of our first daughter, Ava. Mm-hmm. I found myself in new territory, so I started to volunteer at our local playgroup in Renmark and Pringer area. So, once a week, we run a session there. The daughters come with me, of course, and help me pick out the crafts and the activities that we're going to do. That's sort of how I get involved in the playgroup.
Amazing. And it's funny, often I think you speak to volunteers and that's how it happens. They just kind of fall into it because of circumstance or whatever it might be. But what is something that drives you to keep going? What's your favourite part about volunteering?
I guess as a first-time mum, suddenly my days were so different to what they had been before I had children.
Mm-hmm.
The playgroup that I attended because another mummy friend has suggested we go just provided a safe place to meet with other mums and dads and carers, share our experiences, not always good.
Yeah, of course.
and talk about them come up with different ideas or maybe someone had done pretty much everything I'd been going through, another mum or dad or carer had gone through as well. So that was really, really a great way to sort of connect to people and to feel safe and confident with what we were doing for the first time. And for my children, both Ava, who's now five, she still loves going when she can, but obviously she's starting school now.
Yeah.
And my second daughter, who's three, the friendships they make, the watching them go from playing by themselves to connecting with other children, exploring, playing, dancing, dressing up, their little imaginations coming to life. That's, I guess, why we go every week, because it gives us a lot of benefit. Personally, I guess myself, it helps me feel like I'm sort of giving back a little bit as well to the community.
Amazing.
Awesome.
So just quickly, what would be your one sort of thing of advice for people who are thinking about volunteering but not really sure about what they want to jump into? The commitment seems too scary, something like that. What would be your go-to advice for them?
I guess give it a go. If it's something you're interested in and something that you enjoy, then you're going to probably want to do it more. It's all about connecting to people, I think. Mm-hmm. If you jump in and have a go, even if it's, just try it out for the first time, don't have to commit. The friendships you make, meeting new people, learning from new people, they're the things that I guess for me make it important. And just, I guess, it gives you a sense of well-being, a sense of happiness that you're actually contributing and doing something bigger than just the day-to-day grind.
Amazing. Yeah, definitely. Well, thank you so much for Simone for speaking with us today, but also for what you do in the community. And Riverland, thank you volunteers this week, because without them, we wouldn't be getting anywhere. Thanks, Simone.
Thank you, Brooke.